Hello, I'm Tim. Today's story is one that was told thousands of years ago and has been passed down from generation to generation. It's all about the weather and a battle between the cold north wind and the hot sun. The story begins on a beautiful, cold and frosty winter's day. The sun in the sky shone down, its rays catching the snow-covered land below, making it glisten and sparkle. The sun liked looking at the landscape that lay beneath and thought to itself, I'm not rushing across the sky today. I'm going to catch my breath and take in the glorious view. But as the sun is relaxing, it is caught off guard by a freezing cold wind that races past, pushing the sun out of the way. This is the north wind. It boasted that it is strong and powerful, but the sun knows there is more power in gentleness and says, "Oh, let's have a contest to see which of us is the stronger." The sun looks down to the ground and catches sight of a man wearing a warm winter coat. "Let's see which one of us can take that coat off the man," it says. The wind is confident it will win easily, so it blows and blows. It blows so hard that the birds have to catch hold of the trees to stop themselves being blown away. But the man just shivers and does up the top button of his coat. The more it blows, the tighter the man pulls the coat around him to keep warm. He certainly doesn't want to catch his death. Finally, the wind gives up, saying that it has no more puff left. Now it's the sun's turn. The day is still cold and the wind has given up trying to get the man to remove his coat. The sun is now hoping to succeed. It appears from behind a cloud and tries to catch up with the man. It takes a deep breath and appears larger and rounder. Sure enough, the air below starts to warm up, and as it does, the man unbuttons his coat. The wind watches in awe as the frost begins to thaw. The man below looks amazed. It has been such a long, cold winter that it is a joy to catch the warmth and brightness of the sun. The sun shines brighter, and the man undoes another button until he feels so hot he takes off his coat. In fact, it gets so hot he has to go and sit under the shade of a tree. "Incredible," says the wind, slightly annoyed. "How did you do it?" The sun replies, "My glowing rays opened his heart, and with my gentle powers, I got my way." Down below on the earth, the young man looks up at the sun as if he had heard him. That wind was strong, but the sun is stronger still. And then he fell asleep. The wind has to admit he was caught out by the wisdom and the power of the clever sun. So all that huffing and puffing got the wind nowhere. And maybe we should take things a little slower, like the sun. Anyway, that's the end of this tale, which has been around for almost as long as the sun itself. Please join me for another story soon. Bye for now.